Guys, I don't know how it is for you, but after Matthias signed on and turned on his video, my connection went super.
Good afternoon from Dubai and from wherever you are joining us. I'm super happy today to really be hosting this episode number two with our partners, ABC Conclave. So my name is Rudy Shoshani. I'm a host of DX Talks and Crypto Talks, which is a digital platform. We are really happy to be on this side of the table and having you to join us and discuss one of the most important, I think, topic at the moment, AI, blockchain, a match made in tech heaven. So the talk show is part of a pre-event activity for ABC Conclave series, which is hosted by DX Talks, and it will delve how things on the cutting edge of technologies are being fused to revolutionize industries and create smarter and more secure decentralized networks. So we will be having some amazing leaders, which I know some of them, and then soon I'll be meeting the other part, each on his unique journey in the space of AI and blockchain. But before we begin, I'm really excited to announce that who stay till the end will get a 50% discount code and maybe some free tickets one way or another. We have two events happening in Conclave, one in Dubai on the 11th and 12th October at So Uptown Dubai, and the second one in Bangkok itself, ABC Conclave Bangkok, on 7th and 8th of October. So don't miss out this fantastic opportunity and get your discount code and do join our community. Without further ado, let me quickly introduce our panelists, Stefano Virgili, Matthias Mende, Yusuf Jalloul. I'd like to welcome you on DX Talks and ABC Conclave platform. Happy to have you guys both. If you don't mind, I'll start with, as per my screen, Matthias, introduce yourself to our audience and then we'll take it from there.
Hello, everybody. Big honor to be here on this amazing call and talk. So my name is Matthias Mende. I'm the founder of Bonus. Bonus is an engagement platform, but it's also a social smart wallet, which is the gateway for users to get into the Web3 world, into the internet, and into the world of very new experiences. And yes, of course, AI is also a part of it. Besides that, I'm the co-founder of the Dubai Blockchain Center. And let's talk about AI and blockchain.
Thank you. Yusuf, please go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm the founder of Innova AI Solutions based out of the IFC. We're building the the Canva of AI, where you can get one subscription and deploy multiple tools at the same time, from chatbots to websites to microsites, document analysis, analyzers. Many different tools will be in there. Our team is a veteran team. Personally, I have 19 years of experience in the tech sector. We have people that have previous work in different big companies, not to mention any, and advertise for free. And thank you, Rudy, for having me here.
Yeah, I'm glad this wouldn't happen at the ABC Conclave and their event. Last but not least, Stefano, please go ahead.
Sure, just a quick introduction. I'm Stefano, I'm Italian, I'm based in Dubai. However, I lived in Singapore quite a bit, and it's over there that actually I came across blockchain back in 2017. I was privileged enough to be catapulted in the industry at the time of the ICO, and I changed many roles. Currently, I'm working in communication and technology.
Amazing, amazing. And thank you for the introduction. Yeah, today, again, let me remind everyone, we are talking about AI and blockchain, a match made in tech heaven. Let me start with general question for all. What is the biggest concern about the potential risks that we are, you know, facing today? There's a lot of challenges combining AI and blockchain. I think this is the most feared question at the moment. Are we in that convergence? I don't know who would like to pitch in and then add his point of view.
I can get started if you want. One of the main concerns in AI is basically originality of the content. So right now we're seeing tools where an image can be taken, a video can be taken, and people can clone your voice. They can clone you very easily. We've seen it with many different superstars, many politicians. But at one point, it's going to get so good where we're going to ask, is this real or not? And people are going to be confused. And this is where blockchain can come in to eliminate that risk, where you can build a system where you deploy everything that you've created on the blockchain, and you can trace the origin of the source of information. So traceability would be a solution. Another issue that we're worried about is, not to state the obvious, but AI going sort of sentient and dealing with and starting to make decisions on our behalf. Because right now we're seeing systems that are allowing us to connect to different systems and agents that are doing work on our behalf. When will that be uncontrollable, and how can it be stopped as well? So, yeah, those are two problems that I see are really interesting. I'd like to hear the rest, what they have.
Yeah, thank you, Yusuf. Matthias, Stefano.
For me, I can say that whatever Yusuf said is totally correct, and the traceability of things is very important where AI can help. But yeah, the main issue with impersonification on another level, it's perhaps one of the biggest, and AI is very, very good in it. But what I see as another issue is if the AI gets sentient and it's our supporter, our helper, and especially connected with the blockchain, and because it's already in our system, that it starts working like a malware or a Trojan and actually reads out the seed phrase, or it someday even sends out the money in some ways or gets access to the wallet details. I think this could be also a big risk, because since AI is not human, it's digital, I believe that in the future the AI also will transact with cash, but with crypto, to pay the transaction, since it can't carry cash. So it will definitely operate with cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. And actually yesterday or the day before, there was the first AI to AI transaction. And this one, it happened on Base chain, actually. It was yesterday or the day before.
Very interesting. Stefano?
Yeah, nothing much to add. I think The guys made a great job at summarizing. I just want to also
let me ask you another question in that case. What industries do you believe AI and blockchain will have the most significant impact in the coming years? From business perspective, from opportunity perspective, from economy perspective, I think today AI has, we've seen the economical benefits similar to the blockchain and crypto. What's your take on this?
Okay, you see the examples that they made just now, they both boil down to creating some sort of commercial or economical or financial damage. Like that's what we are afraid about in AI. If someone uses the right of some creative intellectual property that they don't own, and so they steal it, or a transaction is fired out without a proper chain of command or permissions, and so there is loss of money. So it tells you clearly that the things that we are concerned about AI is that it could cause losses. And on the other side of the spectrum, if you look at the return of investment is a topic that is quite current, is the fact that there has been billions thrown into AI without a clear idea how the return of investment will be generated. I have my own idea on what AI is meant to be, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. That for the time being, I will think that because our economy is generated around profit making, there will be initiatives around AI to generate profits in some sort of ways, financially or economically, but by providing added value to consumers and business so that there can be a ROI to be generated.
Great. Anyone who would like to take this question before we move in? All right. So let me take one for Monday. What's your thoughts on the potential of AI-powered smart contracts and how will it revolutionize business processes? And I know, I'm sure, you know, you've been developing Bonnet for a while now. How many did you use smart contracts? I'm sure you did. but what are the other things that we are looking at and share with us?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. We use quite a lot of smart contracts. And for the AI, we have actually something which we never released. It was planned in 2022. We have actually two parts. One, of course, is the chatbots, the personal assistants. We call them NFAs, non-fungible assistants. And then the second thing is it's a community feature. It's about decentralized computing and storage because every user has a device, a smartphone, and having a smartphone basically allows the users, this thing has power, this has computing power, this has storage. This device is actually connected to the electricity overnight and it can do things for other people. It might not be as powerful as like the NVIDIA V100, T100 and all these super powerful chips, but still it is a bit powerful if it comes to small tasks. So our idea with the decentralized computing and storage is that users who participate and add value to the network, to the community via a blockchain, they are able to sacrifice or donate their computing power from their mobile device or for their extension to their extension on the browser. And this way, when the device is not used, it can generate computing power. It's a little bit like render network, but not for rendering. And it's a little bit like SETI. I don't know if you guys know SETI from like 20, 30 years ago, which is the search for aliens, the software which we download on computer and it makes some signals into space. But yeah, something that's, I believe, how in a decentralized environment with a smart contract, users can collaborate on computing power and add value to the network in general to help them in generative AI tasks and other tools, which could be hosted in much cheaper ways than using those amazing tools online, which could be more costly.
Ah, great. I think there's a lot of innovation there. And I know personally have different talks you understanding how bonus works and the innovation that is added on top. And now you're talking about some of them. And you can download the application later on. If you can send me the links, I can put them also down here and then share them live with you, so people can also download it. Stefano, I'll move to you. How can really that blockchain and AI be used to create new business models and revenue streams? Because we know today there's 2.5 billion unbanked. There's people that understand crypto, but they're not benefiting from financially just for trading. But what about this world of solutions, this world of innovation? What's your take on it?
Look, I was recently having a conversation with Richard Silver, which if you don't know, you should definitely reach out to him to listen to what he has to say about AI. He pointed out to me something that was quite simple, but at the same time interesting, which is very close to what Mandy just said. AI can work around the clock, but honestly, not all of us will have enough work to give a AI to work 24/7. And now imagine that power of computation is on scale, so we could have an assistant or 1,000 assistants that work for us 24/7. And this led me to a sort of a thought-provoking hypothesis that this could be a sort of a form of ethical slavery where we have the robots working for us. And AI has this incredible power to work like 24/7. So we are concerning mostly ourselves about the profits and how can we actually monetize the work that is done for us while we are sleeping. It makes you wonder, though, why are we using AI in this way and not in a different way? It shouldn't be a gift to everyone. And because if you unleash it to the 100% of the population, the largest majority of the population still have no idea what to do with AI that works 24/7. And there are a few reasons. And first of all, let's face it, we are living in a society that is based entirely on profit making. Any innovation that comes out is for profit. Any pitch deck has a profit formula at the back. We received gifts in the past, like the HTTP or the WWW protocol, Linux. And I think that AI should have that type of appeal as well, where it's a gift to humanity rather than necessarily being a way to look at ways to generate profits. But at this stage in particular, where there is the necessity to generate profits because there has been a lot of investments in the billions of dollars, there is also a growing push for responsible AI development. Doing something that is actually good for society. And I'm looking at those type of examples, not only AI as a money-making tool, but also a way to really make the world a better place. It's a great opportunity that we have at this point in history.
It's an interesting point of view from your side of, you know, how you can get it in different perspectives so that it can help and then, you know, talk about the future where AI is under your service with, you know, with the new terminologies we have to create also and then understand in a better way, such as AI slavery and so many other things. I think this is a very interesting discussion and thank you for sharing your point of view. I'll move to Yusuf, and Yusuf, the AI space for a while. What are the current limitations and challenges? And I'm sure, you know, building Innova and other solutions that you have done, you face a lot of challenges in integrating AI and blockchain technologies at large scale. And also, if you can send me once you finish, the link so I can share them live and then later on in the description so people can check out what is this new application and innovation that you have shared. Please go ahead.
First of all, let's talk about the limitations that we're having right now. Building AI solutions is very dependent on energy and processing. So one of the limitations when you combine it with blockchain, which also needs energy and processing, is the speed, like getting the application to respond fast, or getting whatever tool you have to respond fast, making it scalable so that when users, multiple users around the world, millions of people go in and use it, it does not falter, it does not stop in any way. Another issue is data privacy and security. Like Stefano mentioned, a couple of issues that that may pop up, and they all kind of revolve around that, whether AIs are working independently, they have to tap into databases and different systems from on behalf of the companies to work independently. So yeah, there are several challenges, but we have to be aware of them, because as developers, our main objective is to solve problems, not to create more problems. So we take these challenges into consideration when we do that. And as things are evolving, like I remember 1 year ago, like you couldn't run an AI application locally, just like blockchain. Like when Bitcoin mining started in the beginning, it was very hard to mine Bitcoin. Like you need to be very technical to mine Bitcoin. Right now, people are working with AI on the edge. So there, you can deploy an AI, an LLM into an Arduino board, and you can get the Arduino board to control several things around the house, a camera, anything. You see different devices that are already incorporating AI into them, watches, cameras, sensors, friends, whatever, and definitely mobile phones. So it's a tool that will help you reduce your time, increase your revenues, and reduce costs on the grand scheme of things, if we want to go back to the bottom line of a company. So yeah, I would recommend that any developer and anybody actually who wants to start a company or a startup or is doing a project, look at the viability of the problem that you're solving. Are you building a feature, or are you actually solving a problem? Because if you're just building a feature, people won't need it. They won't pay for it. People pay for a solution that is being built. So, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. Manday, I'll jump back to you. You know, you've seen, you are working in that forefront of innovation and revolution of, you know, AI and blockchain for a while now. And there's a big craze about how AI is really changing everything that we know. In your idea, or in your seeing or being on the forefront, what's your prediction of the significant breakthroughs that's happening and that's gonna happen, and bonus could be part of it?
A very good question, and thanks for seeing me as one of the innovators. That's kind. So what is the breakthrough of innovation? So first of all, I think that any innovation which happens today will be old in 1 year. So what I think, it's very important before all the breakthroughs of innovation is to have very good user experiences and user interfaces, such as Stefano was mentioning, that the most people didn't even hear of AI. And I ask sometimes people who work normal jobs, you know, like taxi drivers, cleaners, like the most random people, I ask them about AI and I explain them how it works. And some people, they have no clue. They think it's some magic. And then when I show them ChatGPT and I create, and I tell to ChatGPT, please, where are you from? Bangladesh? Okay. ChatGPT, please explain Mohammed, who is from Bangladesh, how you work and what you can do, and like you are, how are you the genie from the bottle, in his language. And then when the ChatGPT, for example, it's an easy sample, starts talking, the people are usually in shock because they never knew this tool of productivity, which can actually today already change their life. Just that the problem is that the most users are not into it, because it's very technical. But I think as more easier things get, and for this we also have examples with all the generative AI picture tools, like from Stable Diffusion, because they just built these models, and then there were some app developers, they actually took the model, they make it easy because they pre-prompt stuff, and they make templates where users now only need to click. They don't need to think anymore. That's why a lot of, I don't call them stupid applications. They're amazing applications, but that's why we see a lot of stupid things coming out, you know, because people, they do it for silly things. And to a point, but I think it will evolve like crazy. And I think it's just good to have a fundament, and that's what we're doing, where users can easily use those tools, and we're trying to implement them. So even for us, we don't try to build anything because it would be a waste of money. We've built Metaverse for almost 9 months, and then we had to throw it away because there was like template Metaverses ready built, and they were just more innovative because they had 30 developers working on it. So I think it's better to integrate the AI solutions into existing ecosystems which have users with via some APIs and just make them more easy to use for the masses.
So let me rephrase the last part, which I think you mean, find the biggest solutions available, integrate with them because they already done that big innovation job, and then, you know, and try to get them as much as commercial on your application or integrated into your application. This is what in summary?
Yeah, something like that. We trying, that's why we do the simple chatbot first, and then the NFAs, and then that the users donate their computing power. But I think
let me ask you about the NFAs. Are they also built on the blockchain as an non-fungible? Yeah. And they are based on the code and the AI chatbot and everything?
Yeah, yes, of course. They are like kind of pre-prompted chatbots or assistants. They are pre-prompted, so they come like NFTs. So you have to have them, but in reality, they unlock the access to the bot. So it's not that the NFT, it's the bot. It's just token gates the access to this functionality. But as NFA, it sounds cool because, you know, NFTs are done. They are used as JPEGs most of the time, and NFAs is non-fungible assistants because they are also always different. They are always customized. And in our platform, when a user put all his social links, then the NFA will know some of who is this user. They know, oh, he's an Instagram, or he speaks English, or he likes hip hop music, or he goes club. So the AI can more adjust to his settings without the user actually needing to do many things in advance, to set up many things in advance, because at the end it's to make out of 4 steps, 1 step or 2 steps. And that's what the target is. And that's the biggest challenge in user experience, in my opinion.
Great. Stephanie, you mentioned money making, you mentioned different applications previously. How do we ensure this interoperability and standardization of AI and blockchain, and then serving applications, different applications, similar to what you mentioned before? I think it's today a crucial step before moving forward, because we need that interoperability to be built so that we can move forward. What's your take and what's your point of view?
Sure, thank you for the question. It's going to be my last question, actually, then I have to leave.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for your time. I know you have
another thing.
Similarly, Matthias also is on the same boat. So that will be also our last question round.
Sure. I was watching an interview with Eric Schmidt, which is the former CEO of Google, and he came up with a definition of AI that stuck with me, which was, it's all about learning. Like, if it has a learning component, then we classify it as AI. If it doesn't, then we classify it as automation. And just for the sake of the argument, let's imagine that that's what we want to do. We want to define AI as something that has learning components besides all the rest. And when it comes to integration or interoperability, we don't really need to go far to see how things can work. If you think of it, we had like a example in the banking system where we have seen banking evolving. At the beginning, it was just internet banking. You go to the website of the bank and you do what you need to do. Then it was a sort of a second generation where banks integrated within the marketplaces. So from a marketplace, you can pay the shopping cart using your bank, which magically appears on a third-party service. And then it became this incredible interoperable structure, which you can see at its best in Southeast Asia, for example, between Pay Now, Prompt Pay, Do It Now, all this system in Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand that integrates to perfection. You just scan a QR code in any of this country and everything is settled on the spot. So we've seen three generations of financial infrastructure evolution, and I think we're going to probably see a similar evolution in terms of AI. Now, if you want ChatGPT to tell you something, you go to ChatGPT website or Gemini or whatever other, or Claude or whatever other service you want to use, but you are still going there, and it's generation one. Generation two, we will see a integration of the AI following you through your digital breadcrumbs around websites. And then finally, there will be a totally integrated AI, which doesn't matter which one you use, doesn't matter which service or website you're going to use or which device you're going to use. You can use whatever AI suits you and fits you for that specific purpose. That's how I envision it in theory. And obviously, those that are on the ground building, like Yusuf, and which probably answer the question after me, will provide some more practical example of what's being developed at the moment towards that vision.
Yeah, I think very interesting. And thank you, Stefano, for joining us today and giving us your time. Matthias, I'll try to get you next. We'll be definitely talking in Dubai the minute you land, Stefano, and I'd like to wish you good luck. I know you have something, so cheers. Matthias, I know you have something, but I'm going to ask you last comment or whatever you'd like to partake with us about bonus and then that innovation of AI and blockchain. And then I'll move to final question to Yusuf, and then we wrap up accordingly. Matthias, it's your hearing.
Yes. So as I said, I actually mentioned most of it. I believe that the AI part would be done with the non-fungible assistant in probably 2 months maximum it will be working. And then with the computing, with the sharing of power, it might be done in 6 months. I'm not sure, and I wish that that somebody else is actually building such feature, and if they build it, that we actually reach out to them and integrate it, because then we don't need to build it anymore, because I see always that Web3 itself, it's as a very collaborative tool or an ecosystem, especially by sharing APIs and making partners third-party providers, and this gives like more decentralization aspect. So I'm just looking forward to it, and I really enjoyed this talk very much, and I love also what Yusuf and Stefano was saying. Like, I agree with 100% everything, and
thank you, Matthias, for your time, and we'll be seeing you soon. Good luck on launching every milestone, because you've been working on a lot of milestones, so all of the best. You can reach bonus.xyz down below, and I will put it back in the description once we finish. Like to thank you again for your time, and I'll be moving to Yusuf. Yusuf, thank you for staying. And this is, if you want to join Innova Solutions, thank you, Matthias. If you want to join Innova Solutions, this is the website. Check them out, check what they are creating. It's a forefront of technological AI breakthroughs and, of course, blockchain. And this is where I want to, you know, ask you that last question is, if you had that power to develop a new AI-powered blockchain application, what do you think will it be? What problems would you like to aim to solve?
Okay, so the main issue that I believe is an untapped potential that we have that can be a great problem to solve. Just like Matteo mentioned, shared compute. So today, one of the disadvantages of AI is that you have to put major data centers in order to tap into all these processing, all this processing power, while the blockchain is giving you the ability to process through multiple computers around the world without having an actual data center. So if we can build an application that allows you to tap into the shared compute through the blockchain, and not just limited to one AI solution. So if we go back to what we're building now, which is kind of like the Canva of AI, where you'll have multiple tools, not only will you allow people to use their processing power in order to process what AI needs to do, but also you'll have traceability of the origin of the tools and the content and everything that's being produced and generated, while being branded and integrated into the company systems. So today, if you deploy a chat agent, you want this chat agent to be a sales representative, you want them to be branded, and you want them to know what your company is about. And this is what we're trying to do. And hopefully, in the near future, we'll be able to deploy a blockchain into the solution to tokenize and to trace authenticity for these companies, so that they don't get pirated and they don't get scammed, basically. I believe that that solves a major problem, and it leverages an existing pool of resources that's still untapped, and this is something that blockchain will afford.
I'll ask you one last question before I finish. If you have any questions, do pop them up in the chat down below, in LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, X, any platform you are on. All right, perfect. Thank you, Matthias. You're still here with us, and you just messaged me that you still have some time, so it's amazing. If you wanna, Matthias, if you wanna demo a little bit, you mentioned me, if you wanna demo this application, if you have the time, you have the functionality, I think, enabled to share the screen. Otherwise, I'll move to...
Well, I first of all, thank you. And really what Yusuf is building, even now I get interested, because so many geniuses building things that even the builders don't know about it. So we need to really connect and talk about these things, because maybe there is a consensus, you know, some synergy. I can feel it through the webcam. I can feel it, but we have to meet up someday. For sure. But Rudy, for your question, so what I can show right now is, since the backend it's code and the frontend it's just like in Figma, okay, I would rather show the full application, but for this I would need to share on the phone. So I'm not sure if it's very visible. I mean, the application itself, I can share like this. I think that's visible. So basically, this is the bonus app, and here this is the user profiles, and we have this on-chain social ID, which I've been talking about, where users, they connect all their socials and links, and they choose what's private and public, and they even validate themselves if they are a human or not by adding like WorldCoin, KYC tokens, Lens protocol, or whatever it's there. But then the AI function would be in the action button, and the user simply would, instead here where he has the connections, he would have the NFA chats. And this I will quickly share right now in the screen sharing. Let's see if it works out. I'll just share a picture, how it looks, okay. I'm actually sharing. I'm not sure if you guys can see the screen right now.
Yeah, uh-huh. Give me 1 second. Let me, here we go. Here we go.
So basically this is how it looks like for now. So basically if they would click on this button, which I've mentioned, the AI come out, and then they have two options to choose, and choose between the chats with the NFAs, which are here. So this is connected to a chatbot, which has different threads the same way like in ChatGPT. But that's this is the compute, shared computing part, Mind to Earn, and if user clicks here, he gets this screen. And basically, he can just activate it and deactivate it, auto miner, and then the phone just shares the computing. But there is a lot of operations in the back end, and it's really hard to build this computing tool based on blockchain. So for us, it's easier to use the chatbot right now, and this is very easy. This already works, but we need to finalize a few other things. So yeah. Give us
I'll jump to Yusuf, let him share his AI solution also. He's telling me he built the whole system for now today. You can do it for under 1 minute, and wow, that's the beauty of all of this, and deploy it, and then you can integrate it under your application automatically.
Thanks. So I'm gonna quickly go through the features that we currently have. This is our private beta, so it hasn't been launched to the public yet. You can send voice notes, upload documents, you can write anything. And definitely it's trained on our knowledge base, it's branded. But one cool thing that we've done, other than outward integrations, we're going to integrate with all of the social platforms so it can talk on your behalf with the social platforms. But I want to show you something. Can you please share a Calendly link so I can book a meeting with you? So this is what I believe,
at my network, look to the. Oh, okay, good.
No, it works. And
because of the conflict of the microphone with the live broadcasting.
I'm waiting for. We've built processes. Okay, now it doesn't want to share it. Okay, I'll show you something else. So we've built it in a way where it displays the links within the bot. So this is our current website, playing a video off our website, and you can see it. We also have Calendly embed, which for some reason I just tested it, but when you go live, it doesn't want to show. But imagine linking it to your database, linking it to your forms, linking it to your products, like having people ask about your products and get them displayed, and they can buy directly of this chat agent. So a lot of nurturing can happen through this, and it can even be optimized for conversions. So looking back at the bottom line, this is what we're aiming to do, to help companies increase their revenues or create workflows to reduce their costs. And I've actually had a lot of people book meetings with me. Like, I've sent them this in private and they've booked meetings through it. But as I said, right now, it doesn't want to display the Calendly link. Thanks, Rudy, for letting us showcase.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you guys for staying in and, giving us your time. This is super important. I'm really super amazed and super gratified by the knowledge and information that's shared today. I think it's very important. I'd like to thank our viewers for being with us. Just checking if there's any physical or advanced question or something. Yeah, no, people are liking the screens that were shared. Thank you, Matthias. Thank you, Yusuf, for being with us. I'll see you soon and around as usual. So with that, I'd like to say thank you for all of the viewers that were with us. So as we wrap up this really, I think, enlightening talk show, I'd like to extend my sincere gratitude to all our esteemed panelists, and most importantly to you. I want to remind everyone that we will be sending out exclusive coupons shortly for your registered email. Thank you. And thanking you for being with us. You can have a 50% discount on an ABC Conclave Dubai and Bangkok if you are joining. So thanks again for joining. We look forward to seeing you in our next episode, which is going to be another amazing one. We'll be coming soon. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and insightful conversations on the latest topic of innovation. Don't forget to follow us on our social media and talk shows of the ABC Conclave and DX Talks. Until then, take care and see you next time. This is your host, Rudy Shushani, and I'm signing off. See you soon.